comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show. Whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this beautiful planet we call Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. We're here because you have a right to know, and we're here because you matter. You know, one of the most intriguing and one of the most mysterious concepts in our genre is the whole idea of time travel. Time travel, of course, has been the subject of novels and movies, even scientific studies and scientific debate. Well, what do you think? What do you think about time travel? Is it even possible? If it is possible, and if it were, if you had the opportunity to time travel, what would be your destination? What is it in time that you would like to go back and see, or go forward and see, if it were possible? We're going to be talking about time travel tonight. I'm going to show on our TV channel, which, by the way, tonight is a free-to-watch night, so there's no reason for you not to be watching. I'm going to show a video that purports to show a time jumper. And it's pretty amazing. Is it real? Is it fake? Well, you'll have to be the judge, but it's a very interesting video, and we're going to see that. And we're going to be talking about time travel, time anomalies, and time jumpers. And we're going to have the telephones open early, so I want you to join in the conversation early, all right? We understand that a lot of people around the world last night were having trouble with our stream. We were being attacked again. The whole world has come to understand that we have some extremely anti-freedom people involved over here in this country, and they know that this sort of thing happens. Tonight, so far, I don't think we're having any problems with our streaming. We'll talk about time travel. And as I said, we'll open the telephone lines a bit early and let you jump in here early in this discussion. If you're not yet subscribed to our free weekly newsletter, you need to do that. You really do. It's free, and it's a good one. And been around since 2000. It's called The K-Files. So just scoot over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, and when you get over there, you'll see in big letters across the middle of the screen the word K-Files. That's a link. Click it and subscribe. Now, you're going to get an automatic email. It's got a link in it that you have to use to activate that subscription. Be sure you do that. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and tonight we're talking about a really intriguing concept and a very mysterious concept, time travel. A lot of people have come to the conclusion that time travel is possible. And not only that, a lot of people have come to the conclusion that not only is time travel possible, but it's already being done. And that may be the case. I don't have any concrete proof of that, but there's some evidence. And it's just a weird thing. Now, you know, I guess everybody is familiar with the novel and then the movies called The Time Machine. You remember those? And very, very intriguing concept. Well, a lot of philosophy has been done around time travel. For instance, the whole thing about, well, now, if you could travel back in time, you would be able only to travel back as far as the point where the time machine was created. And that philosophy says you wouldn't be able to travel back past the existence of a working time machine. You could travel back that far, but no farther. There's a theory that says you could travel back in time, but never forward in time. And then, of course, there's the theory that if you travel back in time, you have to be sure that you don't do anything, change anything, don't pick up a piece of paper, spit out a wad of gum, don't do anything to change anything back there in time. But the problem with that is you coming back there in time already changed it. So it's a very, very, very intriguing, mysterious subject. And it's just almost paranormal. It would be scientific. I mean, if you could do this, it would have to be done on the basis of scientific effort and technology. And if it's being done, then it's being done on the basis of some scientific development. And yet, the concept itself is pretty much weird, strange, and paranormal. We hear a lot, you know, we talk about UFOs a lot, and we talk about extraterrestrials. It's not the only thing we talk about on this show, but we do talk about them a lot, and we've heard from people who have been abducted by extraterrestrials, and, you know, I guess one of the most famous is Travis Walton. You've seen the movie Fire in the Sky, or you've read the book. And I've met Travis Walton personally, great gentleman, and it's been my pleasure to have him on the show here two or three times. Really, really, really interesting individual, and he's got an interesting story to tell. More than a story, it's a story that's been upheld time and time again by polygraph tests and continued investigation. You know, I think we can come to the conclusion that what he says happened just happened. Whether we have an explanation for it or not, it just happened. Did you know that among all of those stories about extraterrestrials and UFOs and things like that, there's a bunch of reports about people who become enveloped in a glowing cloud of mist around them and are transported in time and sometimes in location. Did you know that? Well, I think a lot of you probably do know that. You are aware of that. Let me give you a story real quickly here from Chile from back in 1977. It was 3:50 a.m., early in the morning, on April the 24th of 1977. It was during Army training exercises, and one of the guards saw two fuzzy violet lights descending from the mountain and heading towards him. At 4:15 a.m., Corporal Armando Valdez sets out in the dark to investigate these two fuzzy violet lights that had descended from the mountain and come towards his location. He returned 15 minutes later. However, he returned from the opposite direction from which he had set out, and he seemed to be sort of in a trance, and he was muttering something very strange. His fellow soldiers heard him say, though they did not understand the meaning of it, they heard him say, "You do not know who we are or where we are, where we come from." Now, what was really strange, I mean, that was all strange, but what was really strange is that Corporal Armando Valdez had a 5-day growth of beard about, and his watch had stopped at 4:15. However, the date on his watch showed April 30th. Now, remember, this happened at 4:15 a.m. on April 24th. 15 minutes later, he returns coming from the opposite direction. He's in kind of a trance, and his watch shows 4:15, and it's stopped, but it's showing the date of April 30th, 6 days later. Actually, 6 days ahead of where they were. So this happened in Chile back in 1977. Pretty weird, don't you think? I think if you were Corporal Armando Valdez, you would say this is really weird. I think if you were his fellow soldiers, you would say this is really strange, really weird. But it's a time anomaly. And there have been a whole lot of these time anomaly stories over the years. We hear more about UFOs. We hear more about alien abduction. We hear more about ghosts. We hear more about Bigfoot than we hear about these time anomalies. But they happen, and the reports are out there, and there's quite a number of these reports out there from these time anomaly events that have happened over the years. What happened to Corporal Valdez? He walks out into the field at 4:15 in the morning. 15 minutes later, he returns from the opposite direction. He's got a 5-6 day growth of beard, and his watch is stopped at 4:15, 6 days into the future. What happened? What do you think happened? When I open the phones, you'll be able to call and give your opinion of that. We also have of late, you know, within the past handful of years, been hearing about time jumpers. People that can just jump from one timeline to another. From one time to another. In China, they have security cameras up everywhere. Kind of like here in the U.S. You know, in Maryland now, they're putting up cameras to watch the cameras. I'm not kidding. Talk about paranoid. Cameras to watch the cameras. But anyway, in China, I don't think they've got cameras watching cameras, but they got cameras everywhere. And there's a security camera that captured something very, very strange. I will describe this for those who are not watching, but again, it is a free-to-watch night. There's no genius in not watching. I got an email after the last free-to-watch night where somebody said, "I wanted to watch, but I couldn't figure out how." I would recommend clicking that great big button that says, "Watch." That might work. I'm not sure, but I would take it as a clue. That's what I would do. I'd click that button and see what happens. But anyway, what's going to happen here is you're going to see traffic. This is a street, an intersection. And we see, we are going to see an approaching vehicle. A guy on a bicycle runs out in front of him. There's a streak from the right side. And all of a sudden, the guy on the bicycle disappears. And this big truck, this approaching vehicle, runs right through. He was about to hit this guy, and he disappears in a flash of light. The truck stops. The driver gets out. Other people on the street are out there, and they're looking around trying to figure out what happened. Now, on our TV channel, it's going to play in slow motion and stop motion, and we can see that what happened is a figure approaches from the right side and intersects this guy with the bicycle. You know, it's one of those kind of a trike bicycles, and he's got something on the back, you know, like a little trailer or something there at the back. Well, this being, this thing, it looks humanoid, comes from the right side, intercepts him just before he's about to be hit by this truck, and there's a flash of light, and the two of them disappear. And again, the truck driver and other people are absolutely astounded at this. They don't know exactly what's just happened here. And I don't know what's just happened here. I tried to determine if this is hoaxed. And it may be hoaxed. But I'm looking at the date and I'm looking at the time ticker, and there's no interruption in this time ticker. I mean, the action happens, the ticker keeps running, and I'm not sure that you would have that if you had a hoaxed video. On the other hand, I cannot say, and I do not contend, that this is all genuine. If we assume that it's hoaxed, okay, then it's really good fiction, like a movie, right? Like you would see in a movie. And so we can just chalk it up for good entertainment that helps us to visualize what a time jumper is all about, what they do, what they can do. If we assume that this has not been tampered with, if that's what we assume, then we're looking at the interception of an individual in real time, an interception by a time jumper who has taken this person out of danger. So the question, I mean, of course, there is a question there about, you know, is this real or is it not? Doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter, because if it's hoaxed, then it's a movie, and it helps us to visualize what would happen with a time jumper. If it's not hoaxed, well, then it's important video, and we're seeing what has actually happened with a time jumper. But the question I have about this is, let's assume that it is real. Just for a second, let's just assume it's real. This time jumper comes in, intercepts the guy who is about to be run over by a truck. He intercepts him, and there's a flash of light, and they're gone. And my question is, so where did they go? Are they still in this timeline, but at another location? Or are they now in 1857? Or are they in, you know, the year 3642? What happens if you get intercepted by one of these time jumpers? Where do you go? And maybe you go somewhere you didn't want to go. Of course, that beats, I guess, being hit by a truck. But where do you go? And can you ever come back? I mean, there's a lot of mystery about this. I don't know whether time jumpers exist. I think time travel, at least to some degree, has been achieved. I think that is a very real possibility, a probability. I think some time travel to at least some degree has been achieved. I'm not sure to what level, to what proficiency it's been achieved. And I'm not even really sure it has been, but I think it has. I'm pretty convinced that this is something the military has achieved. And when I say the military, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the whole ball of wax, the military, the CIA, the NSA, all that whole bunch, all of the secret stuff. I'm pretty sure that they have achieved time travel. Now, the reason that I'm pretty sure is because we have had some people on this show who have very high scientific credentials who have indicated that that's the case. And, in fact, one said it's the case. And so, although I can't verify that, I have to take their word for it, and I would say, yeah, okay, well, then they have achieved it to some degree. But that doesn't mean that they have been able to develop time jumpers. Maybe they have. Who are these time jumpers, if they exist? Where do they come from? And when they grab you and there's a flash of light and you're gone, where do you go? And can you ever come back here to this time? Do you ever come back here to this time? Or do you become a time jumper and you go leaping around the cosmos at various times? I don't know. It's really, really, really mysterious. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff that you could do with this. Those of you who are movie makers, I know we've got a bunch of filmmakers and movie makers that watch the show. And yes, I know there has been a movie about this. But there's so many things you could do with this. Not just the jumping, but there are so many things that you could do with this in your plot line to make some great movies. And I hope you'll do it, because I think it would make for some outstanding entertainment, sci-fi. And as we know, things that are sci-fi, eventually we see them in one form or another come into reality. So I hope some of the filmmakers will do that. All right, I'm going to open up the telephone lines, and here's what I'd like to hear from you. And look, it doesn't matter if you've never called. This is a good time. It's a good night to call. I don't bite. You talk to your mom on the telephone. Just consider me mom, all right? It's just a phone call. We come back from this break. I want you to call, and I'll tell you specifically what I want to hear from you. We'll talk about other things, too. I want to hear this, though. All right, we'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. I told you that when we come back, I would tell you specifically some things I want to hear from you. But then we'll talk about, you know, you got some other ideas about time travel and time jumpers or whatever. That's fine. We'll talk about that too. But number one, do you think it's really possible? I don't mean are we doing it now, but is time travel even possible? And then secondly, if it's really possible, and you had the opportunity to travel in time, what would be your destination? Telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And our flash message option is available for those of you who are outside the USA and outside of Canada. Let me say this, for those who are in Alaska, if you're also in Hawaii, we have now made the flash message option available for you, too. Okay? All right, to the telephone. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Tony from Denver.
Hello, Tony from Denver.
Well, first of all, it definitely is real. I think I do it quite often. More of like a mental projection, like a remote viewing of some sort.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you, your body, everything. Bam, gone from here and into another time. Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then if I could do what you were just saying, I would first go check out what's going to happen on December 21st here.
What if you found out that on December the 21st, 2012, you travel forward in time and you watch the events of the day? What if you found out that it's going to be an Earth Buster? And then would you come back here?
I think I would jump ahead of time past that.
But it's an Earth Buster. When it's over, the Earth is a burned out planet and there's nothing left to live here, and nothing left living here.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
There would be life somewhere else in the universe. I'd have to jump over there, I bet you.
Okay. All right.
Now, when I watched this video, Kevin, what made me want to call in tonight was, I hate trying to tell other people's stories, but Jerry was involved in an accident not too long ago, and he had some sort of, I interpreted what his story was like a time shift, or like somebody jumped.
Yeah, that's okay, because he told that story on the air here. He had a wreck in his pickup truck. We're talking about Jerry Wills, who is the associate host here, and he is also the executive producer for Expeditions TV. He got hit, and his truck was headed head-on into some other traffic that was coming toward him.
Kind of like this accident.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, his truck wasn't in that lane. It was back in the other lane, and everything was cool. And people that saw it happen asked, what did you do? How did you do that? So
yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when I saw this video. And I saw it before tonight, but that's what the first thing that came into my mind. And then other things come into my mind, you know, like Phil Corso, especially his son nowadays, says that the most important thing about UFOs isn't the UFOs or the aliens, is time travel. And that's what, you know, people don't want anybody to know, is that time travel is real. And we could really screw things up or maybe make things different. Who knows who is afraid of there?
If you could go back in time and change an event, for instance, if you could go back in time and change the assassination of President Kennedy, what sort of world would we be in now, and what sort of country would we be in now? There's no way to know. We don't know.
I find what works better than that, Kevin, is to go forward before you make a decision in life and find out what would be the effects of that decision before you make it, and then you're better prepared to make decisions because you know what the outcome's going to be.
Well, yeah, unless, here's a possibility, Tony. Let's say you could go forward in time. You're about to make this decision. You go forward in time, and you see the results of having made that decision. So we'll say your decision was A. So you see the results of A, and you don't like it. So you come back here and choose B. The problem is you haven't seen what's going to be the results of B.
I think you can see multiple timelines all at once. It's just you have to have your mind open and not so closed-minded, and really believe that you can do it and know that you've already done it, because time's not linear. It's a tough concept to comprehend, and I'm probably not the best person to ask, but that's my understanding of it.
All right, so let me ask you about the time jumper. With the time jumpers, Let's assume this film is real, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is or not. Let's assume it is. So when he intercepts the guy on the bike, there's a flash of light, and they disappear. Where do they go? And can this guy on the bike ever come back?
Yeah, maybe they just skipped time and didn't really go anywhere, but just fast forward.
Okay, well, they have to be somewhere while this truck stops and the driver gets out and looks. And
you can see them. They're on the other side of the intersection. And what I
want
to ask you, too, is do you think that that's the guy that came to the rescue that's walking towards the truck?
I don't understand. Oh, let's see. I see what you're saying.
After the time jump happens and the guy is walking towards the truck, is that the rescuer?
Ah, let me see. I'm going to watch that other side of the intersection. Yeah, he's on the other side of the intersection in the right lane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see that.
Then he walks towards the camera. You almost can see his face.
I think that's the rider of the bicycle.
Oh, that's not the rescuee.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
By the bicycle.
It is the rescuer. Because
yeah,
after he walks...
You can almost see a full view of him.
Yeah, after he walks toward the camera, then you see the guy get off of the bicycle back there. I had not noticed that. The guy
that's
on the bicycle has a white shirt.
I wanted to see if you could zoom in on his face. We could see who it is.
There's no way I can zoom that in. The guy on the bicycle has a white shirt. The rescuer has a dark shirt. And it's
the guy on the bicycle and the truck driver seem kind of confused about the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And the rescuer is the only one that's cognizant of what's going on.
Yeah, and here he comes walking towards the truck. He's in the right lane, mm-hmm. and he's walking towards the truck. But he just walks past the driver and then walks to the side of the road.
Almost
then
looks like he's showing off.
Yeah, then the guy in the white shirt on the bicycle gets off of his bicycle and starts walking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had not seen that. Wow, now that's interesting, because you can see instantly that bicycle, after the flash, that bicycle is in that right lane, way beyond the intersection. And here it is, flash, and there's the bicycle.
Something that Jerry would have some expertise in.
Well, maybe Jerry will give us a call.
I'm always trying to prompt him to call in.
Yeah, he might have some expertise in this. He sure might. Okay, Tony, I want to thank you for the call, man.
Thanks,
very interesting. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, folks. A very famous talk show host used to say, if you're calling from east of the Rockies, and he'd give you a number, west of the Rockies, well, here it is. East of the Rockies, west of the Rockies, or on top of the Rockies, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. Time travel. Where would you go, and at what period of time? Let's say it's possible, and you've got one opportunity to make one visit. What can I say, folks? The telephone makes weird noises sometimes. You know what that noise means, don't you? Anyway, that line is open, and the other one, too. But the number is 623-444-5889. All right, so look, you got one opportunity, and you could go to any place at any period of time. Where would that be, and when would that be? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Mom. This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, son.
I'll give you a little story. It goes kind of along with that video. I don't have any video tonight, but that's okay. I'll worry about that later. But several years ago, my brother and I stopped to help some kids in a car wreck on the Indian Reservation up in Montana.
Okay.
It was about 10 o'clock when we got there, and around 1 o'clock in the morning when we left. But sometime around midnight, I was flagging traffic down to get them to slow down a little bit. There was a semi about 5 feet from me, coming at me 55 miles an hour. The next thing I know, I'm standing off the side of the road. I don't know how it happened.
Were there any flashes of light that happened?
Not that I know, not from my perspective.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, one time I was directing traffic. There had been a traffic accident. I was a plainclothes detective at the time. But I stopped my car, and I put, you know, I had a little Kojak light you could put up on top, and I turned it on. And I was directing traffic, waiting for a regular patrol car to show up and take over. And there was just a ton of traffic there, and I was directing traffic, and I got run over by the assistant police chief. So nobody rescued me, and I'm jealous now that I've heard about you in the semi-truck. However, the next day I got a promotion. How about that?
But I think it's possible. I don't know how. I've had one or two other uncontrolled experiences, but nothing major. But if I could go back to visit any particular time, if I could understand the language and blend in, I would go back and watch Jesus, see what he said, to get the real scoop.
Okay, so you wouldn't want to go forward in time.
No.
Yeah, one shot, you'd go back.
The country's going, not in your life.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you'd go back in time, you'd want to see what Jesus really had to say about it all, right?
Yeah.
And what if what he really had to say about it all turns out to be exactly like what's recorded? Then what? By recorded, I mean written down. So then what?
I'd say, okay, I'll come back and tell you. I wouldn't complain about it.
Okay.
But I don't think it was, but that's my opinion.
All right. Well, Brent, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye. 623-444-5889. We're talking about time, and we've opened the phone lines early, so we'll have the time to talk to you. And to let you express what's on your mind about all this, I think, I'm pretty sure that time travel is a possibility. And I'm pretty sure that to some degree we have achieved that. But I'm not real sure about that. That's pretty interesting. I have a flash message that came in, that actually came in yesterday, and it's showing up on today. Weird. All right, we have to take a break. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you first up after this break. And we'll be back, folks, right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller online. We're talking about time travel and all of the mysteries that go around with that go along with time travel. So let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Leslie. I'm calling from Oregon.
Hello, Leslie.
Hi, and I think that time travel is possible, and it's possible that my family and I last year had some kind of time travel, or I don't know what it was. Something odd happened.
Well, tell us about that.
Okay, so last year, my mom, the kids, and I, we were over at the beach, the coast, Lincoln City. And so we were heading back. We're coming back home, and so we are at the north end of Lincoln City, almost out of town. And, of course, my mom and I, we spot a yard sale sign. So we decide we're going to go to the yard sale. So we take flight. Down the road, we come to a stop sign, and we see, we're like, oh, it's a new, we didn't, like a dental office or something, some kind of medical office. And so the yard sale was in there, so we pull into the parking lot, and we see this lady walking out, and this car drove. And we realize, oh, that's not it. So we just keep driving down the road. Well, we know Lincoln City pretty well, so by the time we get done looking for these yard sales, we're on the south end of Lincoln City. I mean, we're positive we are on the south end of Lincoln City. So we're all the way on the other side of town. We go up a block, and we see what we think is the exact same yard sale sign. you know, they look alike, a lot alike. So we take a right, and this is really odd. We're back at the stop sign. Me and my mom, we both look at each other like, oh, wow, this looks just like, you know, where we were. So we pull in to this medical or dental office or, you know, one of those, like, office things.
Mm-hmm.
Exact same lady walks out. Exact same car goes by. We are on the north end of town. Like that. I mean, it was the freakiest thing. My mom and I look at each other and, like, we just say, we got to go. I mean, we're on the south end 1 minute, and then, I don't know, the exact same thing happened. So that's my experience.
So it was like a time loop. It just replayed itself.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, I'm positive, and mom is positive, that we were on the south end of Lincoln City. And she, you know, because we were just, we're a little scared, you know, because we're like, didn't this just happen? Didn't that? You know, it's one thing if you're by yourself and it's like, oh, you could kind of play it off like. But she experienced the exact same thing. And so we left, and then that was that.
Have you, the two of you, ever talked about it since then?
We talked about it because we go to Lincoln City a lot. And so we just were like, we're not going down that road until again, you know.
So it's kind of like...
We weren't hurt.
Kind of like driving into the Twilight Zone.
Exactly, yeah. It was... I just can't explain. It was just... I just can't explain it, you know? I can just tell you what happened. I don't know
mm-hmm.
what happened, but that's what happened.
Well, it sounds like some sort of a time loop, you know, and we hear reports like this from time to time, as I said at the top of the show. We usually hear about UFO sightings or extraterrestrial encounters, et cetera, you know, abductions, things like that, and they're very interesting, and we do talk about them. But in amongst all of that, there are a lot of people who have experienced something like what you just described, a time anomaly, you know, and it's just very, very weird. Now, the kids were with you, and by the way, for those who are new to our show and don't know, Leslie is a longtime listener. She's been a guest on the show, and she's one of my friends on Facebook. She's also a member at the Kevin Smith Show. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because somewhere in all of those places, Leslie, you've posted some pictures of you and your family, and I've seen your kids. They're really cute kids.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me ask you this. The kids are with you. Did they notice anything, or is it just kind of like kids usually are busy playing in the back and didn't see?
Well, my daughter didn't notice anything, but my son did. He got really quiet, kind of like he was, like, a little nervous, a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
He was confused because he was the same way. He was like, weren't we just here? And he didn't really say much about it after that because, you know, because my mom and I were talking. And I think we were scaring them more, so that's why I was, like, trying to laugh it off. You know, I was like, oh, I think it's time for us to go. But, yeah, my son, he did, but my daughter, she was just, I don't know, playing or doing something. She didn't notice.
And did you notice any time missing on your clocks?
No. Mm-mm. No, I didn't really even, I don't think I even checked that. No, not that I know of. I don't even know if I even checked it. We were just so busy, just, you know, like, wow, this just happened, you know.
Right now,
we took off and left town. I didn't even look at the clocks.
Okay, one more question I've got about this, and this is because of some of the reports that I've read.
Mm-hmm.
After this happened, did any of you that were in the car when this happened, did any of you encounter strange illnesses?
No strange illnesses. I've been sick before and been miraculously better the next morning quite a few times, and it's medically documented, but that time, no. Mm-mm.
Wow. Well, that's an incredible story, Leslie.
Like I said, I don't know what
I should change that.
That's what happened.
I should change that. It's not incredible. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you knew what I meant.
Great. And thank you. And if anyone out there is a member, excuse me, if I could speak, member, you should be a member because it's awesome.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate that. All right. What about you? 623-444-5889. Now, we have a flash message here from Jeff in Tasmania. He says, what video, Kevin? It's not working again. Folks, are you? Somebody call me if you're able to watch the video. We're sending it. But Jeff says he's not able to see it. He says, I met a man a few years ago who dropped into this dimension. He appeared here in the area of Oatlands in Tasmania. During the early part of his time here, he worked for the telecommunications industry in Australia and saw what was happening with the surveillance being set up. He would not have a TV, computer, or phone in his house. He bought supposed time dimensional travel machines that were advertised on the internet to no avail. Visits back to the place he appeared were of no help. In other words, no return jump. So, Jeff in Tasmania is telling us about a guy that showed up in his part of the world, just showed up, and tried many times to get back to where he came from and was not able to do so. So Jeff says, you know, I asked earlier in the show, what happens when you have one of these jumps? Where do you go? And are you able to come back? Jeff says, this guy couldn't. So Jeff, thank you for the flash message. Very interesting story. And by the way, Jeff, if you have a link that's got more info about that, would you please send that to me so I can research that story a little more? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Leah from Tennessee.
Hello, Leah.
Hey, there's no video here either.
No video. What happens when...
I did catch that video and actually sent that to you too. Probably a lot of people did.
Uh-huh.
But I watched that thing over and over and over.
Well, what happens if you click on watch on the on our?
I tried it both ways. I tried it through the membership and the other way.
Uh huh.
And it comes up just has your picture on it, and that's it.
Really?
Yep.
Well, somebody's really messing with us. Let me check this out and. Hang on just a minute. I don't want you to go anywhere. I'm going to click it right now. I'm going to take a look at it and see what happens. And, yeah, it's just got my picture on it.
Yep, that's it.
All right. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to work around whatever is happening because we are sending that stream out. And you stay on the phone with me. Let's see if any of my... magic will work here, okay? And we'll just see what happens here. And so tell me, if you will, tell me if now we're getting any video over there.
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
I'm trying to refresh my page and see if that does any good.
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you this. It's disturbing to me for them, for any interruptions, for whoever's doing it, I don't know. But we have an alternate way to get that sent out, and we shall do so.
Yeah, it's still not working.
All right, during this break, I'll work on that alternate way, and we'll get it sent out, I guarantee you.
Okay.
We have to take a break, and folks, we will return right after this. Yes, we've worked our magic. Those of you who have been trying to watch, it's free to watch tonight, but there was nothing to watch. I didn't know that. I really, looking at it, I don't think it was an attack, but what we're doing is I've rerouted We've got another way to get there. And it's working now. I checked it during that break. And so it is up, it is working, and you should be able to see. I'll show this video of the time jump thing in China a little bit later. I'll show it again. The music you just heard, I guarantee you that's going platinum. That's Jeff Bird. Everything you just heard, every single instrument you just heard, that's Jeff Bird. He wrote that song. It's called Last Call. He's been a guest on this show a number of times, and I guarantee you that's going platinum. We'll come back here and see if I was right or wrong. You watch and see. That's a hit. All right. Also, let me say before we take this call, Leah, I didn't mean to hang up on you. Darling, you call me back. I'll put you back on the air, all right? I didn't mean to do that. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Mom, it's good to see you.
How are you doing?
Tom in Ohio.
Hello, son. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real good. Hey, you don't have your lucky hat on.
That might be the reason for this little problem with our stream leaving here and making it to over to the servers at Justin. That might be the reason. I might need to put on that other hat.
Yeah, well, anyhow, hey, could you replay that video?
Yeah, let's do that right now. If you're watching, it'll be just a second or two here before it comes up on your screen. But this is a security camera in China. It's an intersection, and what's showing right now is the aftermath of all of this, but it'll repeat, it'll loop, and you'll get to see what happened. It's really an amazing video. Now, we're seeing stop action here. We're seeing a freeze frame, and we see a guy come from the side, but he's just a streak of light when it actually happens. Here it goes. It's actually going to happen here, and you'll see just this streak of light come from the side, and he instantly transports this guy on the bike to the right lane, right up at the top of your screen. There they are up there.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I said. I've tried to, you know, the first thing I try to do with these is I try to look at it and say, now, wait a minute. That is amazing, but this has to be hoaxed. And I look for all the telltale signs that it's hoaxed. But the key to this is the time. See those numbers running in the right-hand corner up there in the top?
Yeah, I see them.
It doesn't get interrupted. There's no skips. There's no nothing. It just does its thing. It just keeps doing its thing, and this happened.
Just a shriek across the.
Yeah. Now, if you keep watching, you see from up there in the right lane, there's somebody walking towards us. That's the rescuer. And then the guy up there moving to the right, he gets off of his bicycle, he takes a few steps over to the side and sits down. That's the driver of the bicycle.
Oh, my. I mean, this guy is Mach 10 coming across there, and I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either. I've never seen anything like this. I've seen a lot of good hoaxes, and this might be a hoax, but, man, if it is, they did a good job. This is just phenomenal. And we can see the skid marks behind the truck back there where he was skidding.
Can you stop that before he actually gets there?
There's no way. I don't have a function where I can stop it.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you go
to
YouTube
and take a look at it.
Yeah, go to YouTube and you can do that. But in this, it just plays the video all the way through. I don't have a way to stop it. If I stop it, the only way I can stop it is to go to some other picture, and then you wouldn't see it.
The reason why I ask about that is that if he's running across there, I wanted to stop it at different points, see where his feet are, if they're changing back forward, or he's just one object being blurred across the screen.
Yeah, that would be good to see. Well, why don't you do that and get some screen captures of it and post it in our forums. Tom, you are Tom that's in our forums, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you get that, get some screen captures of him moving across there and post that in the forums, and let's tear into this.
Okay, I'll try to get those screen captures for you.
All right, so let me ask you two questions, okay? The first three questions. First question, wouldn't you like to see the condition of the soles of his Nikes there? I mean, they got to be on fire.
They have to be. I mean, I wouldn't want to be wearing them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, two questions. Do you think time travel is even possible conceptually? Is it possible?
If it was, you could probably do a lot of time travel damage.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, you know, I don't know. I mean, that's...
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's assume it is possible, and you had the opportunity to take one trip back in time or forward in time. Where would you go, and at what period of time would you want to be there?
I would like to go back to the day before my dad died.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, if I could go back and to a time like that and change things, I would go back to the week before my dad died, and I would change some decisions I made about travel plans so that I could be there. And, you know, by the time they notified me and I got to the hospital, he was gone. And so I would change travel plans and make sure I could be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I was at my dad's, actually the day that he passed away, and there was no indication. I mean, he was pretty sick. But there was no indication. I went on home, and when I got home, I got the telephone call.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
I would have known. I would have never left.
Were you and your dad real good friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad was my best friend on this planet. He really was. He was my dad, you know, and it's not like we were just chums and buddies. That's not it. But he was my very best friend on this planet. And losing him was, and still is, really tough.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, now, Tom, if you will do what we talked about now, get over to YouTube and do some stops as he's coming across this street, and see if we can see anything. If you get that and do some screen captures of that, post those in the forums and let's tear into it and see what we think is going on here. Because this is just...
Okay, I'll do that tonight after the show. I'll go to YouTube and try to find this video.
Okay.
And we'll go on from there.
Okay. Man, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
You have a good evening now.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, Tom... Tom's a good sport. You know, one of the things that happens whenever I go through our forums, I'm on the run, folks. I'm like this guy crossing the street because what that means is I've got just a few, 2 or 3 minutes here between some other things that are going on. And I run through there, and so if I respond... reply to anything that I see in the forums. It's real quick. And the language, the way that I write it, is real quick. And it can seem pretty offensive sometimes to people that don't understand what's going on. And I don't mean it that way. It's I am just so rushed that I don't have time for a lot of long language. I just clip it, get it, and that's it. And right after Tom joined. He posted something, and I responded to it like that. And I just kind of detected later that maybe I had kind of hurt his feelings. So I explained. I did take the time to explain to him. So, look, if you ever come to the forums and you see me reply to something, understand I am on the run like this guy in the video. And absolutely no offense is ever intended. It's just fast, okay? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Leah from Tennessee, and if you run around like that guy, you must go through a lot of tennis shoes.
I don't wear shoes. Leah, I don't wear shoes unless I go out. I went to a restaurant today. It's very, very rare for me to go to a restaurant, but I went to a restaurant today because, you know, I work till about 8 o'clock in the morning, and so whenever I then lay down and go to sleep, I get my 4 hours in. Well, when I get up, it's my breakfast time, but it's everybody else's lunch time. And most restaurants will not serve breakfast, but there is one that serves breakfast anytime. So I said, okay, I want to go have a really good breakfast. So I went, and I wore shoes, but I have to confess, I didn't wear socks. I hate shoes. You know, I was that way when I was a kid. Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, my mother said that it was just impossible to keep shoes on me from earliest age. I just hated them. I still do. I can prove it to you, but I'm not going to. I could hold my foot up in front of this camera, but I'm not going to do that.
Well, I'm barefoot as we speak, too.
Well, so you're one of us, then.
I did want to ask you about this, or tell you a little bit what I've seen on this video.
Yeah.
I went through the same thing he did. I mean, I was stop, go, stop, you know, checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And every step of the way. And if you look at the pavement, before the truck goes through, you can see there's no marks on the pavement.
Right.
Okay, like you did notice the track of the truck after it went through because it's put on brakes.
Yeah. Slams his brakes on.
After the truck goes through, you see the truck lines go through, but look in there, you'll see a circle where that light flashed.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a circle the same size as where that light was, and then he transports them to the other side of the road. And you'll see a circle around where that is, too, where the light flashed.
So what do you think that means?
That's like a residue or whatever, some kind of effect from the flash. It's the same size as the flash.
Mm-hmm.
And also, well, yeah, and the poor guy, when he gets out of the truck, walks out there and looks on the truck, and he's going like, holy, you know what? Yeah, I think my pants are messed up.
Yeah.
And the other guy, if you watch him, he sits on that bike, and he looks forward. He doesn't move for a second. You know he's going like, what? You know?
Yeah.
And when he gets off, he just moseys over and sits on the curb trying to catch his stomach. Well, you watch the dude that actually transported him.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch him, he puts something on the back of that bike, and you can kind of see the reflection. I got a big screen on my computer, so I can see this. It has messes with something on the back of the bike. Then walks when he walks away. If you notice, the person on the bike gets off. The other guy gets out, and he's wandering around the middle of the road like, what happened? The other guy's wandering around the bike and sits down. And if you notice, neither one of them see the person walk away. Neither one of them even look at him. I don't think they can see him, her. And if you watch the way this person walks, they walk like a female.
All right. Now, you've given me something to focus on here. We've got the video running, and here comes the truck driver checking under the truck. Now, behind the truck, here comes the rescuer walking towards us, walking like a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I can't tell, but I will enlarge that to a full screen when I go to YouTube, and it'll be easier for me to tell. But I'll take your word for it. So you think this is a woman that rescued the guy?
It walks like a woman, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well.
You know, the feet are closer together. You know, got the little sway of the hip. Just walks more feminine than a guy, you know, does.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really neat because he messes with something on the bikes. When you go on a big screen, look, when he's at the back of the bike, you'll see him mess with something on the back of the bike while the biker's still sitting there looking forward in shock. And he's like, there's something glows on the back of this bike where he's messing with something.
Okay.
Or she. And you can see it. And it doesn't look good. Then when you see her, I'll say her, walking towards the camera, as it gets just at the end of the camera where she's almost going under the camera,
yeah,
you can see something glowing on the chest, like she put something in her shirt.
Well, you're right. One thing I can see, I mean, this is a small... the way we have it here for broadcast, I can't enlarge this on my screen. Now, those who are watching our TV channel can hit full screen and see it better. But you're absolutely right about the truck driver doesn't appear to see this rescuer walking away.
He doesn't seem to notice that the other person is there at all.
Uh-uh. He kind of looks over at the guy on the bike over there, but he doesn't see this rescuer walking away.
Yeah, neither one of them interact with him at all.
Yeah. So what do you think the story is here with this rescuer?
I think it's really cool.
Do you think this is a time jumper?
Yeah. You know, we don't get told anything, but we know stuff like that happens.
Uh-huh.
You know that by Jerry and a bunch of other people. I've had some weird things happen too, and they react just like I would. And neither one of them look at this person. I don't think they can see him.
Well, you've made some good observations. Things I hadn't noticed. I'm going to see now if I can see. Yeah, I see something kind of glowing on the chest, like you said. Wow.
Some sort of light being or someone in a higher dimension or whatever. The more we find out about, so much is going on that we have no clue about. And it's just really nice to see something intervene and do something nice.
Yeah.
And obviously, nobody will take no credit because nobody even sees her.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I don't know if this video has been hoaxed or not, but it is cool. Either way.
Take a closer look at the way she walks. You can tell the wiggle goes in there.
She's got the wiggles, huh?
Got the wiggle of the woman.
Okay, well, I'll check that. I'll check out the wiggles here after the show and see if...
Before she leaves the bike, you can see something like she's messing with something on the back of the bike and that glowy thing.
Okay.
And see what you can make of that.
All right, so let me ask you about time travel.
The size of the lights. When on a bigger screen, you can see it better.
Let me ask you about time travel. Is it possible?
I would say yeah.
If you had the opportunity to travel in time, one time, you get one shot at it, where would you go and at what time would you want to be there?
Oh, that's a little rougher. I've always wanted to go back in time to see what really happened, like with the pyramids, how were they really made?
Yeah, there you go. So you'd want to go back to...
I just want to know the truth. I don't want to go where I'd mess up my future. I've made so-called mistakes, but I wouldn't change anything for fear of messing up. My kids are perfect, so I don't want to mess that up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, you know, I won't want to do it again, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would love to see what the truth in history really is.
Yeah, I bet it's really different from what we've been told. At every point.
That's why I wouldn't believe anything I was told. You know, even if they had disclosure and they went out and announced it and they put it on the air, so yeah, this is really happening. Nobody believed them because they lie all the time.
That's true. That's true. All right, Leah, thank you for the call. I got to run along.
Okay.
And I'm sorry I hung up on you. It was an accident going into the break. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, she's made some pretty interesting observations about this video. Time travel is so weird. I mean, just think about if you could go forward in time. Now, let's say that you could, and that the rules of this thing were that you also absolutely had to come back. Would you want to come back with the knowledge of what you saw out there in the future? Might drive you nuts here in the present. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jerome.
Hi. I think Leah made some very good points. I didn't notice anything until she pointed it out.
I didn't either.
And it does appear that this is the rescuer is a female. And if you notice, when she's reaching into the back of the cart, it seems like she has gloves on, like long, like, I'm going to say like welder's gloves. And as she walks towards the truck, the truck driver pays no attention to her at all.
No, he doesn't.
She seems to put her hands behind her back as she starts to walk.
Well, you and Leah saw a whole bunch more in this than I saw, and I think, I forget who it was that called in and told me, I said, yeah, so where do they go? And whoever the caller was, I can't remember which caller now, said, well, you know, they're right there in that right lane up there across on the other side of the intersection. Yeah, they are. And but I had not noticed that. And I had watched this video again and again and again and had not noticed that. I saw the people walking around. But I had assumed that these were bystanders that were just coming out to take a look and see what was going on. It's not. It's the guy on the bike and the rescuer. That's who's up there.
Yeah, I didn't see it until after all this was disclosed because of the difficulty until you got, you know, the screen going again.
Uh-huh. Well, I am sorry about all of that, but I am grateful we have an alternative means.
Yes, and that actually worked.
Yeah, good. Well, that's good. Okay, time travel, is it possible?
Only if you can square the speed of light.
You're crafty. And where would you go and at what time would you want to be there?
You know what, Kevin? It seems like anywhere you go, you're going to screw something up. Give me an example. Like,
we got a break taking over, so we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks for the call. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back right after this break.
From Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. When a topic in history or science or the paranormal is too outré or controversial for conventional media, where can we go for information? To the Kevin Smith Show, of course. I'm a big fan.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Somebody suggested to me, and I forgot to do this. I was supposed to do this right at the front of the show, at the top of the show. I was supposed to say, well, tonight's show is about time travel. We figured out the secrets of time travel. And folks, sorry to tell you, but the show's already over. See you later. Yeah, that wouldn't have been any fun, would it? All right, we got a bunch of flash messages here, so let's get right to it. David in Australia says, hi, Kevin. I think time travel may be possible, as many of your guests in the past have said. They may be doing it as black budget projects. When or if disclosure comes out, we may find out. Regards, David. Thank you, David. Mark in New Zealand, I doubt very much that time travel is possible, because if it was, we would not be here. Given the nature of man and his proclivity to treat his fellow man in appalling ways, there would be the nut jobs who have all the money and all the technology and all the control who would not hesitate to pursue their agendas in order to cleanse the world. At the top of the list is eugenics and ethnic cleansing. Well, that's a good point. But what if some of these people that have tried that stuff are from the future? Okay, this is from Neville in Australia. Okay, that was about the video stream. That's been fixed. And he says, I've watched this clip of the Flash rescuer over and over, and I'm stumped. It looks real to me. Follow the truck. No brakes in the footage. Follow the numbers. No brakes. Plus, have you noticed that the rescuer looks and walks like a woman? So there's somebody else that noticed it. I didn't notice that. So I'll have to go back and see. Okay, thanks, Neville, in Australia, and from Hori in Australia. This label appears on the YouTube video. This video is for a video game production or promotion. See the information below. Okay, well, there you go. This is something that information that had not come to me. As I said, I don't know whether this is real or not. Doesn't really matter, because if it isn't, if it's not real, we still have a visual presentation here of a time jumper, you know. And so even if it's not real, it's fascinating to watch this. Is this how time jumpers work? Is this how it really works? I don't know. Yeah, Hori in Australia says this label appears on the YouTube video. And the quote, this video is for a video game promotion. See the information below. And then he's got the URL there. Okay, so maybe this is, as we would say, a Hollywood production. Maybe it wasn't produced in Hollywood, but a studio production. Maybe. It would appear so with that information. And but even if it is, this is a fascinating visual representation, isn't it, of what would a time jump look like? And I still have questions. If you can jump, if you can take somebody and do what's in that video, where do they go for those seconds? Split seconds. What's happening? Do they get whiplash from the sudden motion? What happens? How does this happen? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Mom. I hope you don't mind me calling, but this is Tom again.
Tom, you know, what's on your mind?
I went on YouTube and I downloaded the video, but this one has a Japanese or Chinese writing above it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a fake.
It's definitely a fake.
It breaks it down frame for frame.
Okay. All right. Did you hear what I just read from our viewer, our listener over in Australia?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So apparently this is a production and not something that was just captured by the security cameras. I got to tell you, it's done very, very well. And you know, since they're disclosing, and the video I saw didn't have that information on it. But since they're disclosing that it's a video for a game promotion, then we can't say it's a hoax, but it's a production instead of a real event. Well, they did a good job, didn't they?
Well, they did, but it. This here video that I downloaded, it broke it down frame for frame all the way across. And where that guy appears, there's three frames with that truck moving forward that he's sitting still. Then you get the flash, then you see where they added the flash of light. Then the guy disappears and the light gets real bright. And it's, what can I say?
Okay. Good enough. And, you know, that's what we want. We want the truth about these things. I appreciate you doing that. But still, post that in the forums with your explanation.
Okay, what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to post the link to this video that I downloaded. Everybody can where you could actually watch the video.
Okay, outstanding. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one.
All right. Yeah, well, that's good. I mean, as I said, don't know if it's real or not real, doesn't matter. we have a, for the purposes of this discussion, what matters is we have a visual representation here of what a time jump might look like. And, you know, as I said, if this thing is not real, you know, kudos for a great production. It looks real. And if it is real, then it's important. But we now can establish that it's not a real event. But in the real event, I mean, provided there are time jumpers, and we've had guests here who say there are. So provided that there are time jumpers, if that's the case, when they jump, like, take this video. I understand it's a production, but let's use it as an example. What would happen, the guy on the bike, what would happen to him physically in having to move that fast as what's in the video? And normally, I think you could say it would disintegrate his body. Do you know how many pounds of pressure it takes to kill you? Just like a concussion wave. Do you know how many pounds of pressure per square inch it takes to be fatal for you? It's not much. It's 12 pounds. 12 pounds. You get hit with a concussion wave exceeding 12 pounds per square inch. And you may live through it, but it is a potentially fatal event. 12 pounds of pressure. Now, moving that human body that fast out of the way of that truck, the movement would create more than 12 pounds of pressure. So if time jumping is possible, how does it happen that the jumper doesn't disintegrate? How does it happen that the person he rescues doesn't disintegrate? Where do they go? You know, one of the most famous stories about time has to do with time anomaly, has to do with the Philadelphia experiment. And in the Philadelphia experiment, one of the things that they apparently experienced is that the crew on board this ship not only were displaced in time, in location, but also in time. They appeared in another location many years ahead, and then they appeared back in their original location at the original correct time. There are lots and lots and lots of these time anomaly stories. And, you know, the question we started with and the question I'm continuing with is time travel actually possible? Is it possible? Theoretically, could it be done? And then sort of a subtopic under that, is it possible that it's already been achieved to some degree by the black budget guys, black project guys? Have they been able to achieve time travel to some degree? If they have, is it possible they've messed up our future? Is it possible they traveled forward in time to a time when we had interstellar travel capabilities? Maybe used some of those capabilities. Maybe went out there and really ticked off some extraterrestrial civilization and then came running in time back here for safety. And you know the reason I ask that? The reason I ask it is because of all the talk we hear and all the whispers and all the little rumors that they are expecting an extraterrestrial invasion, why would the extraterrestrials want to invade us? Is it because they know they went out there and ticked off somebody? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Outstanding, man.
I would like to, you brought up the Philadelphia thing and time travel.
Yeah.
And what popped into my mind is that the weird thing that happened to them is that, you know, they went someplace, they actually achieved it, but yet they bounced right back and paid the price for it, you know, in many ways, by, messing with, what you would call it, but I would say it's not possible in that time and destiny cannot be messed with and changed, and if you would try and mess with it, bad things would happen to you, just like the Philadelphia thing.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you to do something. Reach around there and turn your volume down on your radio or your computer or your TV, however it is you're catching the show tonight. Turn that volume down because I can hear us in delay back there, and it's confusing to me. So it's got to be confusing to you. Just hang on the line because we have a break coming up, and I want you to be there so we can talk about this when we come back from the break, all right? We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we're on Final Approach. We're talking about time, and we're about out of time tonight. Terry's on the telephone with us from Ohio. You still with us, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. So, Terry, give us a quick rundown of what you were saying, and then let's talk about it.
I would just say that whoever or whatever created all this made it so that there's no way to change it, and for lack of other words, you can't mess with time continuum, and it's all free choice, and you know what's going to happen happens, and you can't go around messing around, you know, changing things.
Well, what if you didn't change anything? What if you just traveled in time and took a look? Is that possible?
I don't think it's possible. I think, you know, just by you probably couldn't help yourself, you know. I mean, you'd have to be very disciplined in being there, being out of place. Two of you being, in the same time or place, or if you go back.
Well, if you went back, if you went back to a time in your lifetime, but if you went back 1,000 years, there wouldn't be two of you there.
But in reality, you wouldn't exist yet. So, you'd have another concept, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the theories.
You
would
go back to a time when you didn't exist. So
yeah.
How could you be there?
Well, what if you could go forward in time and say, go forward, let's say you went forward to the year 2018. And you're expecting you'll still be alive in 2018, so you go forward in time, 2018. But as you arrive, you discovered you died in 2017. Would you cease to exist right then?
That's a good question. I would say that would be a good possibility. You know, it would be something horrible, like the Philadelphia thing. You would, bounce back and maybe even be dead or crazy, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you bring up some good points, and like I say, this is an intriguing concept, time travel. It's very mysterious, and, I mean, there's lots of questions about this, and you brought up some very good questions and some very good points. I want to thank you for the call, Terry.
Sure.
All right. We are just about out of time, but we have a flash message here from Neville in Australia. He says, if I could time travel to another time, I'd go to the Gettysburg Address and seek out Andrew Basaggio just to say hi. I think Andrew Basaggio says that he's been there, that he was there at the Gettysburg Address. One of the things that you would find, though, Neville, according to the descriptions of Abraham Lincoln and his voice and speaking style, the descriptions that were written at the time he was alive, it's nothing like what we see in the films. You know, in the films we see and we hear Abraham Lincoln, with kind of a booming voice, but the descriptions at the time said he had a high, thin, nasally voice, and it was irritating to listen to. On the other hand, that may have been written by his political opposition. you just never know. But you might find that he was not the great orator that people today think he was. You would also find he does not have a teleprompter. So many of the politicians now, if they get caught without their teleprompter, they don't have any idea what they believe. And no idea what to say, if they don't have their teleprompters. So, but Lincoln didn't. And so whatever he thought, whatever he said, that was genuinely what was on his mind. And that Gettysburg Address that everybody thinks is so powerful and noble, it is in written form. But I wonder if we heard it, if we would have that same sense about it. If we heard it from him, would we have that same sense about it? It doesn't seem to have had that powerful impact at the time that it was addressed, at the time that he said it. And by the way, thank you, Neville, for the flash message, and I want to thank everybody who sent a flash message. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. You see how much fun this is? So don't forget where your telephones are, all right? But it is a really intriguing notion, time travel. Where would I go? Honest to God, I wouldn't go anywhere. I have seen what I have seen. I have lived what I have lived. And although I'm not excessively excited and pleased with every detail as it has played out in my life, overall, I am satisfied with the way things are. And I would not go back. I have people that ask me sometimes, if you could go back to when you were 16, wouldn't you? No! It was too hard to get here. And no, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't relive any of it. It was too hard to get here. I'm pleased with being here. Going to be here till I'm not. And I wouldn't go back. Would I go forward? No. I don't want to see what's out there. It's coming. I'll see it when it gets here. I want to deal with what I've got right now. That's it. I think there are people that would say, well, that's very mundane. Yeah, it is. But it is what it is. It's Kevin. And it's pure, 100% Kevin. I like it like it is. That doesn't imply that I think everything that's going on around me is as it should be. I think there need to be some really huge changes all around me and all around the world. There need to be some. But I want to be here to watch those happen. I want to be here to try and do something that will help those changes to happen. And if it eats me, then it eats me. If it eats me, it's going to have it's going to have to chew for a long time because I'm kind of tough. But yeah, I'm happy with the way things are. I think time travel is possible, and I think I can't prove that, and I think that it has to some degree been achieved, and I can't prove that. There are just some little indicators that seem to point that direction. And so I think it might be reality to some degree. But there's not any place I want to go, and there's not any time that I want to be, except right here and right now. Because as I speak to you, you're being hit with billions of nanoseconds of the future. The future is right now. It's happening right now. Isn't that exciting? I live in the future, and so do you. I think it's fascinating when you think of it that way. And it's exciting. Every morning, well, I don't get up in the morning. I go to bed in the morning. But my morning, every day when I get up, I'm excited because I could have died in my sleep. I didn't. I won. I determined right then, I won. Everything else that happens is incidental. You're a winner too. You got up today. All right, that's going to do it for this evening. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.